What is up, Citizen Detectives? Yellow Jacket Season 2. We are here to talk about the teaser trailer that Showtime released today. This is the Yellow Jackets Buzz podcast. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by NYC Demon Diva Issa. And we're back. It has been a minute.
I am so excited. I cannot wait till March. I'm glad that we're getting some teasers and things to talk about.
Absolutely. No, it is good to be back. It is good to be here. Yellow Jackets, as everyone I'm sure knows, already renewed for season 3 by Showtime. This journey is far from over. Hopefully we're going to get to see the full fruition of the 5 or 6 year plan with this. And it has been almost a year since the season finale of Yellow Jackets season 1.
It's been too long.
It's been way too long. Way too long. And we know about some of the news for season 2. I mean, they've definitely haven't kept us in the dark as far as what's been going on with the setup and everything that we have.
And the new additions, some of the actors that are being added to the series. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we have Simone Kessel as adult Lottie. We have Lauren Ambrose coming as adult Van. Elijah Wood as Walter. He's going to be a fellow citizen detective who is going to be working with Misty on her journey. And man, this is exciting. So, okay, we want to give you our reaction. I only watched this once, but we're going to react.
I haven't been able to watch it. I had an appointment, so I'm trying to. First of all, I tuned in right at the time that they told us to tune in, right? And remember I told you I had an appointment? Well, my appointment was at 11:15, and they announced it for 10:30 my time. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to be able to watch it before I go into my appointment. No, they did that teaser with the candle. I don't know if you got to see that. But they just kept the candle burning for like 40 minutes. It was driving me crazy. I offered to sacrifice you in order for them to speed up the process.
Thank you.
But it didn't work out.
That was very, very kind of you. Well, okay. So without further ado, let me share this here. And if you're listening on audio, go and watch this. You need to check it out. You need to know what's going on here because this is going to be just... Oh, I'm so excited. We're only a couple weeks away from this. And this trailer, I've been trying not to get hyped. Let me just preface this by saying that I'm a very impatient person. And if I was thinking about Yellow Jackets during this entire time, I'd be driving myself insane.
Same. I try not to think about it, but I don't know if you notice, sometimes when I stream or when we're doing Wrestling Inc., people will mention it.
Yeah.
People will be like, I can't wait for you guys to bring back Yellow Jackets Buzz. And I'm like, please don't talk about it. I can't wait.
Oh, I know. Okay, well, okay. Here we go. Here is the trailer.
Listen to my voice and watch the light. Allow yourself to go back. No matter how difficult it gets. What do you see?
Darkness. We brought it back with us.
It's happening again, isn't it?
We can feel it.
We weren't alone out there.
This isn't where we're supposed to be.
Do not cry about this, Misty. Babies cry.
Kidnapping, cults, death. Your friendships are a little more complicated than most.
I'm so hyped. Issa, are you hyped for this?
Of course I am. I am so hyped. I need to go back and like freeze frame every last 30 seconds of that trailer just to see what we see.
So high level. Okay, we heard adult Lottie. There we heard Simone as adult Lottie with Nat. We know that Nat was taken by the cult at the end of season 1, so she is there. She is doing a flashback exercise, a memory exercise. We see her. We do not see adult Van. All right, I did not peep adult Van in the trailer there, but we did get Elijah Wood at the end, which is delightful.
I know, I'm so excited. It kind of hyped me up just to see his little appearance there in the trailer.
Yeah. Oh no, it's so good. Man.
It's intense. It's intense, but it's very much a teaser. They're not giving us very much with this.
Yeah. No, and I think that's phenomenal that they're not giving away everything, because What I like about this so much is that we have a sense of what's going to be happening, but there's mystery, right? So we see some things there, and wouldn't you know it, on the Yellow Jackets subreddit, Fluffy School 7031 has done the hard work of taking the screen grabs of those individual flashes.
I love Reddit so much.
Reddit is so good, and I'm just figuring out an easy way that I can get some of these on screen here. Let me see what I can do. Let me see what I can make happen. Because when I look at that trailer, you're right that it. Well, first off, we have the snow. We have the winter, so we know that they're in winter. It looks like I believe that was Thaisa that was going for help hiking through the snow. I like that. There's
that's
going
what
to
it
be,
looked like to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that there's going to be attempts to get out of there. Although, actually, wait a second, maybe that's Lottie. Now I'm looking at someone lying in the snow. Maybe it's Lottie. I apologize. Yeah, I think that, but see, that's even part of the greatness of this, too, is that it's like, okay, we don't know. Like, we don't know. And they were very good in the in season one, in the flash forwards, in the previews. I mean, I said before, it has been a long time since there's been a show that I wanted to do screen grabs of and get in and analyze what is going on. And one thing that I love about Yellow Jackets, I think that part of the reason Yellow Jackets has such an intense fan base is because this is a screen grab show. This is the type of show that, you know, you're going to do a deep dive into and not just be a fan of the show, but you're going to like obsess over the show.
Yeah, and they gave us that just on the trailer alone already. We're already getting the need to screen grab, screenshot, and see what it is that we're missing, what we're not seeing. Because at surface level, it looks intense and interesting, but the trailer's not giving us much. I feel like these screenshots is going to be where we really see some stuff.
Yeah, well, and so I'm looking at these right now. Here, let me share this tab. I have the Reddit flashing scenes.
I have. Oh, you got it on good, because I have it on my phone, but you wouldn't be able to see it. Perfect.
Okay, so there we have Lottie saying, and we have the voiceover of "This isn't where we're supposed to be," and that's Lottie going out into the snow. From there, if I go back to grid view, we have Ty.
My fave.
Yeah, Ty is incredible. Going back, oh, sorry, I jumped ahead there. Going back, there's Van and Ty together. So Van already, you could see that her face is healing.
Yeah, you can barely see the scars, and this is when they were still out there. That's interesting.
Yeah, and if you see the Entertainment Weekly feature that they did with adult Van, you could see that Van's face looks to have completely healed. So it's very interesting. There we go. There we go with the masks are back. And we have the Antler Queen's Royal Court.
So that's Glenn, that's a POV.
Yes, it's the POV of someone who looks like they're maybe on the receiving end. Or, you know, maybe they were just all hanging out and somebody fainted and they're just concerned. You know, maybe it's
not a good POV. Not a good POV, but that's a good POV shot right there.
Absolutely. Okay, so there we have, that looks like Lottie in the snow, sort of fatigued. So maybe that was her that was hiking. We'll get more flashes. There we've got the symbol being drawn on the wall. So that's interesting that we hadn't really had that before. They had the symbols on the tree, but now we've got the girls drawing the symbol, which shows sort of their embrace of the otherworldly force that's going on out there in the woods. There, so that looks like God, it's been too long. Why am I blanking? Shauna. That looks like Shauna screaming there. This might be in the aftermath of Jackie passing away at the end of season one. With her. There,
I'm gonna do a rewatch. I'm gonna do a rewatch in February of the entire first season so that we're good to go.
Yes, there's Ty out there. It looks like she's hammering or hitting something in the snow. God, so I mean, it really drives home the winter. Okay, so there we go. So this is similar to maybe a Doom Coming vibe here in this next screenshot with Lottie and all the girls all dressed up, that they're having some sort of ritualistic ceremony,
right? Maybe this is when the cult originated.
Yeah. Okay, so there we have Misty.
How did they make these pretty dresses out there? Look how pretty they look. How they put all that together out in the woods like that? I need to know.
Yeah, you know, you got to get your fit. You know, you gotta make it work, right?
Anyways, they were great at making costumes with what they were given. So
this looks like Misty eating some fruit of some sort. Young Misty.
It's an apple. It's a green apple.
But is it an apple? I thought it looked like part of a melon or something.
Maybe. Maybe
it's an apple.
How are you going to find a melon in the winter in the middle of the woods?
I mean, there's magic, Issa. There's otherworldly forces. You know, Jackie, may she rest in peace, was sacrificed, and the blood gods sent down some watermelon.
All right. I'll suspend my disbelief, Glenn. Yeah.
Okay, well, there's Van going up a ladder. It looks like going to the attic in the cabin. I don't know what's going on there. It looks like somebody's got, somebody's jumping up and down, maybe waving their arms. I don't know.
Yeah, there's somebody on the bed thing, like sitting there, and then the person in front of it seems to be in motion when they captured the screen grab because it's very hard to make it out.
Yeah.
But there's two people in this one. I just can't tell who they are.
Oh, there we go. So who is that? Who am I not? Now there is a new teenage character. One of the background Yellow Jackets is going to be introduced. This might be her. It looks like she's foaming at the mouth.
That's gross.
Well, I think it was intended to be gross, Issa. but okay, so a little bit of intrigue there. We'll figure out who that is. There's adult Ty. And as we learned, Ty, split personality, still involved in the cult as an adult, we learned in the season finale.
Yeah, I feel like she's the leader of the cult.
Wow, okay.
I know that I'm biased because I've made it very clear that she's my favorite. I mean, I had weird feelings about her after the whole dog incident, but I think she's the leader, and that's how she got to live the life that she's living. Because they were like talking about today how you have to sacrifice something in order for the darkness to pay off. Look at the life that Ty lives right now. She has it all, right? So what did she sacrifice to the cult in order to be able to be involved in politics and have the higher class life that she lives right now? That's my theory going into season two.
So there's Jeff, and it looks like he's driving. I'm going to guess this is a furniture delivery truck he's driving.
It looks like it, right?
He owns a furniture store.
Jeff, by the way,
love Jeff. He's going to book club. Yes, as it says, as no. Extension Salt. I look right down and I'm like, Extension Salt 8775 says Jeff on his way to book club in slide 15. So there you go. Jeff is up to no good. Well, there's more. Okay, Misty with the fruit. That's in there. That's in there twice, apparently. Oh, there we go. There's Kevin. Teenage Kevin looking in a trance.
I hope he's okay.
Travis, maybe. Pardon me. Kevin Alves, who we interviewed on Travis. This very podcast.
His real name is Kevin. You just
I know. It's so confusing now. It's so confusing now. So there's Travis looking possessed, eyes rolling back in his head. Okay, now here's the big one. This is Lottie looking like she's undergoing electroshock therapy. Teenage Lottie. And I'm going to guess we're going to get some sort of... I'm going to guess this is either going to be in another origin flashback to Lottie and her visions before the crash, or we might get a flashback to when they were rescued, and this might be Lottie after the ordeal where her parents are trying to rid her of the visions through electroshock therapy.
I like both of these theories. I feel like when they rescue them, she's going to be even worse than she was before in the eyes of her parents. So I think her parents are going to try everything. So I'm gonna lean more towards after being rescued.
Yeah. Let me tell you, these people that can see the future, they're a real handful to put up with. You know?
Yeah.
It's a little full of themselves with their, you know, clairvoyant abilities and whatnot. So I can see where her parents would be like, we gotta tamp this down because she's going to be insufferable.
Exactly. She should have seen this coming.
There is a fire scene. Is that something being cooked on the fire? What is going on there? Who knows? But it's in the woods, it looks like. And I think we're going to get the cannibalism in season two. Certainly on social media, they've been leaning into that. So the gore and horror of what's going to happen in Yellow Jacket season two.
There's a long debate on the comments of this thread about whether the Lonnie treatment was before or after the crash. We both leaning, you know, it's the same way that the fandom is feeling right now based on the comments that I'm reading right now.
And then the last shot in the flashing image, they might be tricking us here. This could be somebody jumping, but if you look at the shot, it looks like somebody is levitating. I'm going to just wildly speculate here, which we do on this podcast. I wonder if this shot of the feet matches up with this shot of Travis with his eyes rolled back in his head. I wonder if that's Travis.
Oh my God. You think that's Travis levitating? I love that. I love that.
Yeah, it very well could be. This is exciting. I am very excited about this.
We've been waiting over a year, and I try to be patient. I am the way that you said. I try to not think about it as much. I haven't had a favorite TV show in a long time, Glenn, and you brought me Yellow Jackets, and I owe you big time for that. So I'm just trying to be patient, but when I'm telling you I'm counting down the days, I literally am.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like I like a show that you can obsess over. There are other shots in this screenshot. I'm looking at another thread. So other things that we didn't cover in this. There's Natalie with the rifle. We saw her going back to the plane. There's a shot of a body being burnt in the plane crash that led them there. I'm sure that'll be in flashback. We have the coach sort of just looking out a window. We have Ty in the plane. We have, we have Vladi looks like comforting Ty in a shot. This is very, there's so much in this teaser trailer. We've got Ty looking through the tunnel where we found Biscuit at the end of season one.
Do we have to talk about that again? I'm still recovering.
Oh, you know what? You remember earlier when I said it looks like Ty or it looks like Lottie? It looks like it's both of them. I'm looking at another screenshot. It is Ty and Lottie out in the snow together trying to hike for
help. Did you see that somebody said that they would be willing to sacrifice their dog Biscuit to the darkness when we were waiting for the trailer to be released? And the Yellow Jackets people liked it. By the way, I was commenting on the Instagram live because they did it live on all their social medias, and a lot of people were showing us love. I just want you to know that because I know you're in the West Coast, so you're probably sleeping. So I put in the thing. I wanna offer my co-host from my Yellow Jacket bus, you know. And a lot of people were like, "Oh my God, I love your podcast!" And they were adding me in Instagram, and I felt the love. So I just wanna say hello to the Yellow Jackets fandom if they're coming back to us. We're so excited.
Yeah, no, that's very exciting. And thank you so much, everyone, for the nice comments, reviews, everything, and all the support that you've shown this podcast. It's, you know, it's crazy. I mean, we haven't even really talked about it since we wrapped last season, but it's just been kind of nuts, right? It's like our social media following has grown, like the downloads have kept coming in, like the support that everyone has been showing has been absolutely phenomenal, and we thank that so much.
And I'm excited. So I have a feeling people are going to get into it now too. There's people, I even just had somebody, I'm pretty sure you saw a comment, that were like, "Oh, I've been meaning to check out this show." There are still people that are going to see the trailer for season two and watch season one who haven't. So I highly suggest that you guys, Yellow Jackets is such a fun show. Everybody can enjoy it.
So I have to read this from Bree Cherie on Reddit, who says, "Where'd you get that watermelon from, Misty?" And then said, "My morbid brain immediately thought she's imagining biting into a juicy red watermelon when actually she's biting into something else."
Okay, I saw that comment and I wanted to bring it up to you.
Yeah. Or it could be like Shauna's dream about giving birth to a rotisserie chicken. So
what fruits grow in that area in the winter? Does any? I mean, I live in Puerto Rico. Okay, everything grows here all year long, so I'm not too familiar with this.
that should be some research.
We need to do. What kind of fruit is that?
I mean, if TV and movies have taught me anything, if you're trapped on a desert island, it's all coconuts. And if you're trapped in the woods, it's all berries.
That's not how it works. I live on an island and there's all kinds of fruits everywhere.
If I'm ever trapped on a desert island, it's going to be nothing but coconuts. Just coconuts, coconuts, coconuts.
I don't like it. Are you going to climb up the palm tree to get them? I know how to climb a palm tree, FYI.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That is an impressive skill.
You're born with that when you're born in Puerto Rico. Like, we already were born. At 3 days old, we're already climbing palm trees. Oh, my God. I would have survived this plane crash. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you're scrappy, Issa. I think you got it. So here's the deal. I don't want to wrap this too quickly, but at the same time, I want to encourage everyone to send in your theories, send in what you're catching on this. We're going to do more podcasts as we lead up. So here's the good news. We've got some interviews banked still that we haven't published that we did in the off season, including with Alexi, who plays Mari, including with Marie, who's worked as the head costumer and costume designer on the show. Hopefully we're going to have some more interviews in the preseason leading up to things. And yeah, March 24th, we're going to be back with our obsessive episode-by-episode coverage of Yellowjacket Season 2.
And we're bringing it back the exact same way, right, Glenn? We're going to do like post-show live to kind of like dive into our main thoughts, and then we'll do like a more deep dive. Are we doing that this season as well?
We'll figure it out. We'll figure out how we're going to do it. I want to make sure we don't leave anything on the table. I want to make sure that we're able to give everyone help feed their obsession with our obsession through the process.
Exactly.
So it's going
to
be good.
I always like going live after the shows because everybody needed to talk about it. You know what I mean? Like everybody came to us to talk about it immediately. So it was fun.
Yes. So you can send us an email to yellowjacketsbuzz@gmail.com. We're yellowjacketsbuzz on Instagram. We're yellowjacketsbz on Twitter. I encourage you also to follow Issa and myself. Issa is at NYC Demon Diva. That's Diva with a one on Twitter. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein on Twitter. And let's get back into it. Let's get the gang back together and reawaken the darkness to let it set us free.
So excited.
So excited. Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in. No, this is a short little episode, but we're just so hyped about the trailer. Can't wait for season two. I'm sure they're going to give us more information is going to be revealed as we get a little closer. And we will catch you back here next time on Yellow Jackets Buzz. Take care.
Bye.